Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 21st of April. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graeme Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Zosia Ayres to discuss this week's local news stories. And first, a look at this week's headlines. Armed police are in Woking, young people break into Thorpe Park, and Whitmore Common fires. All these stories and more as I'm joined by Zosia. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
All right, thank you very much. Well, shall we start with this rather dramatic headline about armed police being in Woking?
Yeah, so I was working on this last night. So we had lots of people getting in touch with us saying that they were seeing armed police officers in Woking, and obviously quite surprising, you don't see that very often. And so we were looking into it, and we had these pictures coming in showing these police officers carrying huge guns. And we then found out that it was a man has been arrested on suspicion of assisting an offender after armed officers locked down the road in Woking. So officers confirmed the 29-year-old man was arrested in connection with an ongoing Metropolitan Police investigation into a non-fatal shooting that happened early this month in Hammersmith. The investigation has been ongoing for a while, and they'd come to Woking to arrest someone.
Right, okay. So a rather dramatic scene there, obviously.
It was shut down from about 5 p.m. and it was about 20 minutes to half an hour that the whole road was closed down and onlookers were told to stay away for their own safety.
Indeed, yes, indeed. I guess we're getting a bit more used to armed police with the high level of terrorist threat
there is at the moment. Yeah, we saw a lot of people on social media kind of speculating that it might be something to do with terrorism, but we haven't seen anything that it is to do with that.
But
what people go to now.
I know, hey, people do jump to that conclusion, don't they, fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a bit of a tall story, isn't it? Young people breaking into Thorpe Park.
Yes, so we've actually got video of it on our Get Surrey website, although obviously we do not encourage anyone to do anything like this. So firefighters were called to the theme park after it had been closed for the night on Sunday, April 16th. They attended around 10:15, and a group of boys had been climbing the roller coasters. So they made it to the top of Stealth roller coaster, which is about 62 metres high. When the fire service got there, most of them had got down by themselves, but one needed some help. A spokesman confirmed that the tallest emergency ladder they have is only 42 metres, so it's good that they were able to get down by themselves.
Goodness, I hadn't thought of that, yes. I mean, it's risky for the firefighters as well, rescuing them.
Yeah, definitely. The Thorpe Park has said that they have a zero tolerance policy towards this behaviour, and they called it irresponsible, foolish and potentially very dangerous for those individuals as well as others, and they're saying they're going to be pursuing legal action against those involved.
Yes, it went through my mind whether they might decide to prosecute them.
Yeah, because obviously it does, you know, put a lot of people in danger, and they are trespassing on their land as well.
Yeah, we don't want to encourage others to try and do the same or even do better. I know there's a picture in your Elmbridge edition of the big wheel there with the maintenance men on it and all specially rigged up and so on.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I haven't got the head for heights, so I just wouldn't be able to do that anyway. Anyway, thank goodness nobody was injured.
Yeah.
Now, we had a lot of fires last summer on some in Surrey's Commons, didn't we? And we got one at Whitmore.
Yeah, we've actually had a few fires over Surrey recently. So we have this one in Whitmore Common, and that was on Saturday night. And fire crews took around 3 hours to put it out. So it was a very big blaze. It was at the Nature Reserve in Saltbox Road, and it broke out about 7:40 p.m. There were four fire engines that were tackling it, but we also had another one in Chobham Common the day before, which destroyed about 8 hectares of land. And on April the 12th, a week ago or so, in Ash Ranges as well, 2 hectares went up. So unfortunately, it seems to have become a bit of a pattern.
Yeah, and obviously people have got to be very careful, even now with dry weather, I guess, in terms of sure they don't set anything alight.
Yeah, and the fire brigade has also warned public not to fight the fires themselves, so make sure, you know, if you see anything like that, you call the fire service and don't try and tackle it yourself.
Yeah, and if you're inexperienced, certainly, you know, you can get trapped, I guess, can't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Now, a teenage racer from Charwood has had both his lower legs amputated. This has obviously hit the national headlines. Terribly sad story, this, isn't it?
Yeah, very sad story. So, a teenage British Formula 4 racing driver has had to have both of his lower legs amputated following the crash at the weekend. His name's Billy Monger, and he was described as a gifted racer, and he was competing at Donington Park when he was involved in the high-speed smash. He's 17, and pretty horrifically was actually streamed live, so people have been watching footage of the crash. Lots of money has been raised for him so far. It's raised over £600,000, so hopefully at least something good can come out of it. Yeah, it's not a very nice story at all.
No, and I'm sure it's going to raise issues about the safety of the cars and so on. And,
yeah.
You know, you see, if you're watching Formula One, you see these horrific crashes at times and they just walk away.
Yeah, exactly, and someone so young.
Yes.
Very sad.
Indeed, indeed. And this story now, the dog thrown out of a window of a van has been rehomed.
Yeah, so we thought it'd be nice to finish on a more of a feel-good story. So we've been following this dog who was thrown out of the window of a van on the M23. And the dog, who's called Jace, and he's a female Lurcher Cross, broke both her legs in the fall when she landed on the northbound carriageway just north of Gatwick Airport on Thursday, March the 2nd, so over a month, well, nearly 2 months ago now. And Surrey Police went and got her, and she was put in a rescue centre in Kent. And we've now heard that she's been rehomed with a lovely family. She's almost recovered now. The only thing that's still wrong is that apparently she's developed a fear of traffic, which is sad. But
well, I'm not so surprised.
I was thinking
she'd be nervous going in a car or certainly a van in future. What a terrible thing to happen to her.
I know, but apparently now she's getting on. Her new family have got two other dogs and she's getting on well with them, so at least that's good news.
Well, that's something, and at least the other dogs might help her through that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Zosia, thank you for taking us through the Surrey headlines this week, and
you're welcome.
We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Great, me too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock, and from the Surrey Advertiser, Zosia Ayres. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.